The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, September the 12th. It's good to have you with us today. We got two topics. We're going to talk about the League of Women Voters and also the Boys and Girls Clubs. They're having hoops for a cause. But let's start, first of all, with a lady who I haven't talked to for over a year now.
That's right.
Marsha Walker, good to have you here, League of Women Voters. So you're sitting in for Liz Schmidt.
I am.
Who was going to be here today, but she had so many things going on today.
I'm the new designee.
Okay. But you retired from Meals on Wheels, what, how long ago?
Halloween.
Last year. Yes. And how's retirement going?
It's going splendidly.
Good. It's
kind and of now nice I have time for new things, like the League of Women Voters.
Yeah. So what are you doing? You're here today to tell us about something that's happening next Thursday, right?
No, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, yeah.
September the 17th, we're having Constitution Day, which the League is sponsoring. It'll be at the Boone County Building downtown. It starts at 7 o'clock, but, you know, the League always does refreshments. So if you come
7 o'clock in the evening.
In the evening. Okay. If you come at 6:30, you get refreshments, and it's 7 o'clock.
Those famous League of Women Voters cookies.
Always. And Dr. Jay Dow from the Poli Sci Department at the university is going to talk about our Constitution. The Constitution, if you remember, was the great compromise, the first great compromise. When we had the Constitution, it was done in Philadelphia in the heat of the summer with no air conditioning, with the windows closed.
With the windows closed?
Because they wanted secrecy, and they hammered it out. Now, some of our politicians
they
could
don't
take
know what compromise
a,
is.
They could take a of great
some
advice
yeah.
from how our forefathers hammered out the great compromise, which is our Constitution.
Yeah.
So if you want to learn more about our Constitution and get a copy of it, you can come next Tuesday to Constitution Day.
I didn't realize that they kept all the windows closed
yes.
in the middle of summer.
In Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia. Can you imagine the humidity and can you imagine the hot air in that room?
But I think that would cause you to make a compromise quicker.
Yeah.
If you didn't have air conditioning.
Maybe they need to turn the air conditioning off in Washington and Jefferson City and maybe things will get done a little faster.
I'm thinking that would be a help.
Okay. Constitution Day. Next Tuesday, September the 17th, Boone County Building,
yes.
6:30 for refreshments, 7 o'clock the program begins, and everybody is invited to come.
Yes, you've got it.
All right. Will there be reading of the Constitution? Or?
I don't think he's going to read it. We'll give you a copy of it, but he's going to talk about how the compromise went and what they compromised on to make the Constitution.
That's interesting.
Isn't it? That's,
yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming by. And if people want more information on the League of Women Voters,
we would love to give them more information.
Okay. How do they get more information?
Come that evening and we'll have – you can sign up and be a League member.
And even if you're not a lady.
Well, we do take enlightened men.
I like that. Only enlightened men, though.
Right. Only enlightened men.
Okay. www.lwv.org.
There you go.
Now, that'll get into the national, or will that – what about the
yes,
local?
Yes, that will get into the national, and they can help you get into the local.
Okay. All right. Enlightened men are welcome in the League of Women Voters. Thank you. Thank you, Marsha. Good to see you again.
It's good to
you
be here.
You look great. Now we want to talk about a hoop for a cause with the Boys and Girls Club of Columbia. Amy Hay, good to have you here.
Thanks,
Amy.
For having me.
And Joe Miller. Joe,
thanks,
and Joe,
you
are president of board of directors of the Boys and Girls Club. And Amy, you are resource development director.
That is correct.
Yeah. Now, as a resource development director, what does that
mean? Isn't it?
Yeah.
A scary title.
Yeah.
My job basically is to go out and inform the community about the Boys and Girls Club and spread the word about what we do, who we are, who we serve, and raise funds for the club.
Why would you say it's important for the Boys and Girls Club to be known in Central Missouri and to be a part of our community?
Because the work that we're doing with the Boys and Girls Club of the youth of Columbia is so important. We're giving these kids a place that's safe to go after school. It's keeping them off the streets. We're teaching them about anti-gang violence, drug and alcohol, and teen pregnancy prevention, and just giving them a nice, safe place to go and feeding them every day as well.
I mean, that's one of the most important jobs you got right there.
Absolutely. It's our future.
Exactly. That's what we were talking about that. We had Lorenzo Lawson on not very long ago. You're familiar with Lorenzo,
I've heard the name, yes.
And he's trying to reach out to kids, keeping them away from the gang violence. Boys and Girls Club, very important. And Joe, as president of the board of directors, you're looking out to try to raise some money.
Well, we are, yeah. We have an event coming up on the 26th of this month called Hoops for a Cause. You can go to hoopsforacause.com to see our website. But it's a fundraiser. It's going to be held at the MU Rec Center on campus. It's going to be hosted by Coach Haith and Coach Pinchton. They're our ambassadors for the club. All the basketball players are going to be there at this event. We're selling tables to the event for $1,000 a table, and that gets you a table of eight. The event starts at 6 p.m. We're going to have some basketball competition between the table sponsors at the event, involving the club kids and involving the MU basketball players. There'll be valet parking for the event, sponsored by MFA Oil and Commerce Bank, and it's going to be a great event for the Boys and Girls Club.
How much money are you hoping you'll raise?
Well, we hope to raise between $50,000 and $60,000 at the event.
Now, will all of that money, if you raise $50,000, $60,000, all of it will stay
right here? All of it will stay here in Columbia, Missouri. We have to fund our own agency or our own club out of our own money. We don't receive any help from the national organization.
Okay.
So all the money we raise has to come from our local.
There still time for people to buy a table?
Absolutely. Buy a table and/or tickets. You can buy an individual ticket for $50. If you go to hoopsforacause.com, that's our website. You can go there and buy tickets online. You can put in a credit card. There's also a phone number, 874-1697.
That's right.
Thank you. You can call that number if you need more information as well.
Okay. So it's Hoops for a Cause, a fun evening.
Yeah,
what date again?
September 26th at the MU Student Center.
Okay. Thank you so much. And Amy, I know you didn't want to talk a whole lot today. She said, don't. But you're a wonderful guest. You're providing a very important service to the kids in Central Missouri. And
I thank you
for coming out and being a part of
it. Thank you for inviting us.
The Boys and Girls Club. And if people just want to make a donation, they can do that to the Boys and Girls Club.
Contact Amy Hay.
What's your phone number there, Amy?
Absolutely. What'd you say it was again?
874-1697.
Okay, and you can make a donation to Boys and Girls Club. Tomorrow, we've got music with Kathy Barton and Dave Pera. A program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you've got an idea about something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. I'd love to hear from you. We'll see you tomorrow.